you are so independent that God won't force you to do anything. But he didn't turn you loose to speak and talk crazy talk like some folks are doing. He gave you a rule book. My wife taught English for a number of years. They had a book called a literature, a book called English book, a manual that they followed that she taught from. So you could learn how to do what? Speak the English language. I don't think it, y'all didn't have any Spanish or Greek or Hebrew in your classroom in English. Just in the classroom, just English. And that language, you learn how to speak. You start off with what? Your letters, your alphabets. Your alphabets. Because alphabets what? Make words. And words make what? Sentence. And then you learn how to speak fluently, correctly, to do what? Communicate with who you are around with. If you have a spouse, wouldn't that be something? You look at her, duh. She look at you, mm-mm. And you just sitting there looking. Now you want to do what? Communicate. What are you wanting to communicate with your spouse or with your friend? You got something on your heart. You have something on your mind. I'm taking you somewhere if you go with me. You want to, the way you get it out, you don't do it by instinct. Animal have what? Instinct. You know, a bear can smell you miles away. I'm glad I can't smell you that far. Because somebody in between that mile will not be pleasant to smell. But anyway, let's go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you have something you want to do what? Communicate. How do you do it? With words. God has something he wanted to communicate, reveal, make known to us. So he expressed himself. How many of you ever seen God before? Let's see your hand. You ever seen God? You ever stood in God's presence and said, hey, God, how you? You know. No, not with the natural eyes. You've never seen him. And God said to Moses, no man can look on my face and live. That's how, and that's some kind of energy, y'all. That's some kind of energy. And he has to have it to run this universe the way he does. But let me get back to this because we're going somewhere. Hallelujah. And so you learn, that's why we go to school, and we have to listen to me now real good. Learning to use words is so important. Learning to how to speak them. Then you have to learn what to say in the realm you are. I'll explain that. Man is what? A spirit. He possesses what? A soul. And he lives in a body. He has a spirit. He has an intellect, mind, will, and emotion. He lives in the physical body. You see my body, I see yours. But you never seen the real me. You don't know what I look like, I don't know what you look like. Amen. I just know what your body look like. Amen. But the mind need to be what? Renewed. So it won't mess up the life that is to be revealed from your born-again spirit that have been educated and trained and developed in the Word. Now, if you don't renew your mind and you're born again, you'll walk around defeated by the devil and life itself because you're trying to operate life without life. Are y'all in the house? So what are you talking about? Just hang on. We're going there. Amen. I'm taking you somewhere, and then you can see why some things will happen. You can't. God is a spirit. God has no beginning. He is the only created being that has no beginning and has no end. Nobody knows, and no one can explain when God started. And you can't explain his end. How can you explain something you don't have? The best I asked him one time, and he helped me out, and I understood that I understood this much of it. Because he said, you got a ring on your finger. That ring has no beginning and no ending, does it? I said, right. He said, that's me. I got this ring on my finger. You can't find the beginning in it. You can't find the ending to it. So, God, if anyone has knowledge of everything that is to be and should be done, is who? God, right? It's God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So, he gave you his book. You know what? He just didn't give you his manual to read on your own, but he gave you a teacher. Didn't he do it? And that teacher do not do like my wife did when they was in the classroom. They had you so many hours in the day, then they would send you home on the bus or your parents would come by and pick you up, right? But he gave you a teacher. You know what he said? I'll send you another comforter. I'll send you another teacher. And he will live with you how long? He's an ever-present teacher. He's an ever-present help to teach you what's in the book. Isn't that awesome? And you find whole groups of people fighting the teacher, calling him names, dishonoring him, and won't receive him, and trying to be a part of God's family. And he, the very one that emerged, baptized you, put you into the body of Christ. His name is Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So let's get back to this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at what God did. Let's examine this for a moment. In the beginning, God created what? Heaven and the earth. Then he tells us how it was before he created it. It was without form and void, empty. It didn't have any shape. It was void. And he shaped it, he fashioned it, designed it, and made it pleasing to him, and created you, created all the animals, all the planets, all the plants, all the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea. Thank God he put some fish in the sea. I can go fishing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He created all that. He designed this earth. So You could plant into it and it will give increase to you.